Hello. Hello and welcome to Tinta Kura. This is going to be a new show format that we're trying. Ma chai tapaiko host Aditya.
Ani ma Himal.
Ani hami chai we're going to pick three topics that are of our interest, be it like aileko current news or ma bhairako kuraharu, current events haru, or anything that we find interesting that's going on right now, right? Ani also, last month, our episode last month, we're going to give out some recommendations, be it like some videos to watch, or like some movies we find interesting, or some music we find interesting, or articles you should read. One it. I mean, last month, recommendations are done.
Or books.
So anything at all. I know. So the whole point of this thing is to stay up to date about what's going on, or like, you know, talk about things, learn new things, and talk about things we find interesting. So, aajako tinta kura suru garau.
I think we should start off with whatever is the biggest in the news. Nepal ma elections bhayera cha.
Yes.
As we speak this, we're recording this on a Tuesday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Ani the counting is going on. Ani I think by the time this comes out, we'll have few candidates or most of our candidates elected. Ani I think this is a very interesting election. I've just been looking at the big numbers. Ani, without saying too much about what I like and what I don't like, specifically candidates ko, I think the theme of this election is that you can't ignore the new people that are coming around.
Yeah, I think aile yo pali ko like huncha ni Nepal ko political scene se is changing so rapidly. I think after huncha ni Balin became mayor, it kind of opened the way for people to a law, like change hunu saksa. You can like actually elect somebody who's not from a party. You can actually elect somebody who's an individual candidate. Tyo portal le khule jasto bhayo ke. Ani now we're seeing the Avengers Endgame as this the portal khole ra sabai tikere swatantra
I think it's Kathmandu ko kun chai kshetra ho ma tike list herera thi election ko. Ani there were more than 10 independent candidates tyo particular electorate or matter, which is a big number. I think that is a fad. I think that'll die out. Mm-hmm. It should pani. Because it doesn't make sense, especially in Nepal. Yeah. Ma, 25 candidates uthe bani. It's basically everybody that is vying, everybody's sort of fighting for the same votes, ni, at least at this point of time. Ani, it's good to be a part of the process, and it's starting something good, but then I think that'll go away eventually. But it's a consolidated one. So I think it'll be quite strong because some of these things are remarkable. So in the electorates, same party, same manchali jiti raako thama, them lagging far behind, and these new candidates from a party that's barely a year old sort of making big moves.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very interesting.
It is. Only now you see Noya and actually youthful candidates coming up. Were actually like huncha ni all the interesting candidates are. And I think aile chai the role of social media, and I like how the election committee is kind of like using the whole TikToker scene haru pani to huncha ni tapai TikTok scene haru hernu bhasai chaina.
Fine, I'm not on aile aile just TikTok ma
I'm not on much of your TikTok words. So they're actually using TikTokers and social media influencers to actually promote people to go vote. That being said, I think the voter turnout has been alikati lower this year.
The voter turnout this year has been 61%. That is lower than, that is the lowest we've had in Nepal ko democratic election since 1993. This is not lower than that. I think 3 years, on 3 different elections, the voter turnout has been around 61%. And this is one of them. This is the third time that we have had a turnout this low.
Do you also think this is because I think the voter demographic is kind of changing?
Probably. Yota ta upani ho jasto lagcha malai ki mancheharu alikati frustrated pani bhayo ki jasto lagcha malai chai kada kada. So I think there were two strands of people. Yota chai, we have to do something, we have to make an effort, and we have to go vote one. Because you wouldn't see new candidates coming up if that segment wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, some people are also commenting ki manchelai alikati frustration bhayera kehi bhayera chaina, ma gaera vote garera chu, try garera chu, but outcomes kehi aera chaina bhanne karanle alikati dissatisfaction le garda pani bhako huna sakcha bhanne cha. Or aba euta number arko thana hune number chai, what पर्सेन्टेज अफ द एक्सपेक्टेड भोटर बेस इज आउटसाइड भन्ने कुरा पनि अनक्लियर नै छ, बिकज त्यो 39%मा हामी दुवैजना छौँ एक्चुली, होइन?
एक्ज्याक्टली. म त्यो पनि मलाई चाहिँ अल्सो लाइक पिपल हु एक्चुली वान अ भोट. अब सपोज म अब उता नेपालमा भएको भए हामीहरूलाई अभियसली वी वुड एक्टिभली भोट, होइन? तर आई थिङ्क यो कोभिड पछि मेबी विल अल्सो हेभ टु अकाउन्ट द पिपल द्याट हेभ गन अब्रड. म्यासिभ इन्फ्लो अफ पिपल गन अब्रड, त्यो पनि मेबी अकाउन्ट गर्नु मिल्छ. अनि अल्सो आई थिङ्क यो जुन चाहिँ हामीले लास्ट टाइम पनि एकचोटि कुरा गरेको थियौँ नि, लाइक हाउ द हामीले जुन इलेक्सन त्यो प्रिडिक्सन कसरी गर्छ र आउटकम इज हाउ इज इट डिफरेन्ट भनेर तपाईँ म एकचोटि भन्नुभएको थियो नि.
बेसिकली यो इलेक्सन्सहरू अब नेपालमा चाहिँ दिस इज नट रेलेभेन्ट. यो दिस फ्याक्ट इज बेसिकली विथ द युएस इलेक्सन्स, किनभने यो मिड टर्म इलेक्सन्समा युएसमा देयर वाज दिस बिग फियर बिकज ट्रम्प वाज गेटिङ रियली पपुलर एन्ड देयर वर दिज एब्सोल्युटली लुडिक्रस क्यान्डिडेट्स द्याट वर रनिङ फर इलेक्सन्स, बेसिकली ट्रम्प्स क्यान्डिडेट्स, होइन? दे वर रिफर्ड टु एज ट्रम्प्स क्यान्डिडेट्स. So by and large, the expectation was it's going to be a big Republican wave and then they're going to win big time bhanne thyo. The elections happened, nothing big happened. The Republicans didn't win big, Republicans took the House, Democrats kept the Senate. So it was not that weird, you know, results here. Mm. And why is that happening? It turns out, US ma aile pani your polling happens pretty much the old way. US ko polling, chai, they create a random sample and they have to make about 15,000 calls to get about 500 responses or something like that. It's in that magnitude, you know? I'm not sure of the exact number, but that's what it looks like. And they call people and they ask questions about what are your important issues, what issues would you vote on, what issues would affect your opinion of the candidate. Khali questions haru dekhi liyera basically election predict garne khalko questions haru samma tesema sodcha, haina? So basically this whole prediction of who's going to win comes from these phone calls. Young people don't pick up strange phone calls. Young people don't answer these surveys. It takes too long. So basically the whole voter base that is actually going out and voting, a large chunk of them say it's not represented in these polls. You can see parallels of this in Nepal itself between what young people are talking about online and what we see in the elections. Yeah. Reason. It's like what you see on social media is sort of the top 1% of the demographic, top 10% of the demographic. So it's not representative in the first place. अर्को चाहिँ दिस डजन्ट क्याप्चर अल द ओपिनियन्स एभ्रिथिङ द्याट्स गोइङ अन, होइन? आई वाज सरप्राइज द्याट. अर्को इन्ट्रेस्टिङ उसलाई आएको चाहिँ मलाई यो इलेक्सनमा शेरबहादुर देवाको अगेन्स्टमा सागर ढकाल, द इन्डिपेन्डेन्ट क्यान्डिडेट. आई डोन्ट थिङ्क इज गन विन, इज ल्यागिङ फार बिहाइन्ड. आइम नट स्योर इफ द्याट इलेक्सन्स बिन कल्ड एज अफ नाउ, है? तर द नम्बर अफ भोट्स इज गट इट्स एक्चुली क्वाइट एस्टाउन्डिङ. सो आइएम नट रुल आउट एनिथिङ फर द नेक्स्ट इलेक्सन्स.
या मैले पनि आई थिङ्क सागर ढकालको कुरामा चाहिँ आई थिङ्क लाइक जित्ने भनेर चाहिँ आशावादी चाहिँ आई मिन काइन्ड अफ आई वाज होपफुल, होइन? तर अभियसली लाइक जित्छ भनेर चाहिँ लागेको थिएन, होइन? तर लाइक अभियसली टु गेट द्याट अमाउन्ट अफ भोट इज अल्सो प्रिटी गुड के,
होइन?
एक्ज्याक्टली द्याट टु त्यहाँ त्यो ठाउँमा, होइन? तर आई थिङ्क अहिले चाहिँ लाइक यो पडकास्ट एन्ड एभ्रिथिङ गर्दाखेरि पनि like social media itself has become a great tool to get to people, okay? Now at least like they're putting some effort to like get to know your candidate khali, but that's I really appreciate, and then at least people can listen to at least content chha ke ramro to actually understand who's up. If you want to do some research, to research garne pani content chai chha ke teti samma chai we're getting there.
Or the other way around, like if your candidate is completely shallow, you also see that you can you cannot keep up that the traditional huncha ni the vote magna jada kheri ko neta harko bhashan podium ma garam man pari bolne halko bhashan ja inside pani hudaina ke pani hudaina,
no facts check, nothing huncha ni ayo gaf hanyo gayo.
Yeah, that's also happening on these live platforms actually bhanra, that's the impression I get tyo, because one on one conversations happen at least some podcasts that we have where these candidates come and speak, there's no rigorous fact checking because hamro inherently aba thula manche aera bolna thale pachi thadi questions hodne chai aba
chain aje pani jiu hajur is still
the subtle ways ma tha atyo Bhushan dal le sodhya yaad chha malai alikati sharp questions, Bijay Kumar le sodhya yaad chha, अनि इन्द्र लोहनीले सोधा याद छ इन ओल्ड पोलिटिकल टक सो पछि पछि द्याट द्याट्स द्याट्स अहिले पनि फायर त्यो अब मैले नहेरा धेरै भयो बट आई आई द लास्ट टाइम आई वाच फायर साइड वाज स्टिल वेन भूषण दाल वाज रनिङ द्याट सो सो युड सी द्याट अलिकति हाई पावर क्यान्डिडेट्सहरू पनि दे दे बी पुट इन टु अ कर्नर इफ इफ इट वाज अ टफ क्वेसन त्यो चाहिँ आई डोन्ट थिङ्क वेयर देयर येट आई थिङ्क देयर इज टाइम फर दिज इन्डिभिजुअल्स टु गेन क्रेडिबिलिटी इन टर्म्स अफ आस्किङ पोलिटिकल क्वेसन्स रिच चाहिँ एक्नोलेज गर्यो लाइक यु सेड लाइक यो पडकास्ट होस्टहरूको अनि टिकटकर्सहरूको जोसुकै होस् आई थिङ्क द रिच हेज बिन एक्नोलेज द्याट दिज गाइज आर इम्पोर्टेन्ट भनेर आई थिङ्क द नेक्स्ट स्टेप इज द्याट दे रेकग्नाइज ओके दिस इज एन इम्पोर्टेन्ट सोर्स अफ इन्फर्मेसन जहाँ चाहिँ क्यान्डिडेट्स क्यान सो वाट दे आर वर्थ भन्ने सिफ्ट चाहिँ आई थिङ्क द्याट ह्यापन बाई द नेक्स्ट इलेक्सन देयर इज वान च्यानल द्याट आई रेकमेन्ड इफ इफ यु हेभ नट चेक्ड इट आउट सन्देश भाटिया भन्ने एउटा जर्नलिस्ट छ इन्डियामा युज टु वर्क फर स्कुप उप वान्स अटेम्पटेड अ पोलिटिकल टक पोलिटिकल च्यानल स्कुप उप अनस्क्रिप्टेड भनेर अनि समथिङ ह्यापन्ड हि क्विट सो हि रन्स समथिङ कल्ड आई थिङ्क इट्स कल्ड अनफिल्टर्ड होइन अनि इज अ फनी गाई बट हि नोज वेयर टु आस्क द
शार्प क्वेशन्स सो हि इज द गाई विथ द लङ हेयर एन्ड
लङ हेयर बियर्डेड गाई
अनि हु कभर्ड द फार्मर्स प्रोटेस्ट द इन्टायर डे म त ह्युज फ्यान हो हि इज लाइक वान अफ द बेस्ट लाइक हि इज गॉट लाइक जर्नलिज्म विथ फ्याक्ट्स एभ्रीथिङ बट देन एकदमै न्युट्रल जर्नलिज्म बट विथ सम सेन्स अफ ह्युमर के सो इट्स लाइक
इट्स
द पर्फेक्ट इज द पर्फेक्ट मिक्स हुन्छ नि लाइक हाम्रो जेनेरेसनको लागि द्याट्स द पर्फेक्ट मिक्स नट लाइक बोरिङ जर्नलिज्म पनि छैन But it's just that perfect sprinkle of humor here and there, perfect sprinkle of sarcasm, okay? But also like very extremely like good coverage. Oh yes, that's a very good recommendation. If you have people, you know, Scoop Whoop Unfiltered, it's very nice.
I think
Unscripted, Scoop Whoop Unscripted was the old
And now the channel that he runs is called Unscripted with Sandesh Bhatia or something like that. It's very sharp. I think Malte Asti Bakhar, he did this thing, Rahul Gandhi is doing... big campaign of some sort ani tespachi yatra garera raicha ani he was covering that it was a very chilled out sort of this thing haina you get to see the person you get to understand the person we don't have that yet I think this is going to come about I think because reach acknowledge garisayapachi at some point somebody who is good at this stuff will combine that reach with some insight and I think we'll get somewhere tyo chai
so besides also I like the social media scene that's going on in Nepal aile But that being said, Abu, I think we get to Orko article today. We talked about Shevada Deva. Let's talk about his wife.
Yes. Yes. Two things happened, which was part comedy, part depressing. I don't know where to classify this. I read two things. First one, I know for a fact that this happened. So let's start with that. Arzu Deva in some promotion said, "Hamle jitem bhanche free visa ra free ticket dera bidesh jana enable garcha mancheharulai bhanera."
विदेश जान फेरि भनेको घुम्न जानु पठाउने भने होइन फेरि
एक्ज्याक्टली
ब्याङ्कको ट्रिपको कुरा गरे
अनि द होल प्रब्लम इज अहिलेसम्म लोकल इकोनोमी बिजोग भइरहेको छ मान्छेहरूलाई भित्र बस्नलाई इन्करेजमेन्ट छैन प्रोसेसेसहरू इज भएको छैन भनेर द्याट्स द बिग डिबेट अनि त्यसपछि आउटराइट युआर सेइङ पोइन्टै छैन बाहिरै जाने हो क्या अरे हामी त्यो सजिलो बनाइदिन्छौँ खालेको
Exactly. She's like, we will send more people abroad to work, and especially in Malaysia, and like Qatar and stuff. It's like, more than Qatar, we're a tough put on this.
And the second piece of ridiculous news, which I couldn't fact check, so I take this with a grain of salt. I couldn't find a reasonable outlet that said this. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, but I do not put it past them to say it. I read that she said, Sagar Dhakal was doing this Ghar Dailo campaign, ekdam. त्यो ग्रास रुट उसमा यो ठाउँबाट यो ठाउँ जान्छु म यो दिन होइन गाह्रो छ नि त नेभिगेट गर्न इट्स नट लाइक काठमाडौँ अब्भियसली होइन अनि हर होल थिङ वाज कमसेकम हेलिकप्टर चढेर आउन सक्नेलाई भोट दिनुपर्छ भनेर इट्स रिडिकुलस बट अगेन आई कुडन्ट फ्याक्ट चेक दिस सो आई विल आई मिन आई अपोलोजाइज इफ दिस इज एन एक्जाजरेटेड पिस अफ न्युज बट देन द्याट्स अल्सो क्वाइट रिडिकुलस
आई मिन इट माइट हैव ह्यापेंड इट माइट नॉट हैव ह्यापेंड बट इफ इट डिड ह्यापेन इट्स प्रीटी रिडिकुलस
अनि टु बी अनेस्ट इफ इट डिड ह्यापन आइ एम नट सरप्राइज सो द्याट्स वाइ आई थिङ्क
तर अगेन के वेन यु लुक एट दिस होइन वान थिङ आई रियलाइज इज लाइक कस्तो चाहिँ मान्छेहरूलाई टार्गेट गरिरहेको छ क्या वेन वी टक अबाउट इलेक्सन हाम्रो इलेक्सनको आउटलुक इज भेरी डिफरेन्ट द हुन्छ नि वेन आर्जु देउबा इज गिभिङ दिस स्पिच देयर आर एक्चुली पिपल जसले चाहिँ हु फार्मिङ के उनीहरूलाई काम अर जागिर पाउँछ भनेको लाइक त्यो इज लाइक कि द सिटी कि द काठमाडौँ जानुपर्छ होइन अनि लाइक सी इज चाहिँ गिभिङ देम द्याट फल्स होप द्याट खाडी मुखमा लाइक समवेयर अब्रड इज वेयर द मनी इज अनि सी इज गन सेन्ड देम टु द मनी फर फ्री के सो यु सी वेयर द्याट एक्सपेक्टेसन इज अल्सो कमिङ इन टु प्ले के त्यो लाइक बिचरा गरिबहरूलाई लाइक टार्गेटेड एड के कस्तो त्यो हुन्छ नि सो लाइक मलाई यो त्यो आर्टिकल पढ्दाखेरि चाहिँ लाइक दिस चाहिँ आई वाज लाइक भेरी नट सो गुड.
And this connects with the second thing we have on the agenda, which is also happening right now, the World Cup, right?
Yes.
And two things are happening at the same time. Ek tira Arjun Deva is saying, I mean, tabalai free visa ra ticket dera kaam garna pathaunchu. There's this other segment in Kathmandu saying, esto exploitation bhayeko thauma bhairako World Cup hami herdainam bhanera there's this other movement going on. And this is happening within, like, within the same 150,000 square kilometers. It's the same place, right? It's a 1 hour flight between these two locations, pretty much.
Exactly. All right. So before we go into the World Cup, let's start off. Hamro aajako dosro kura. Hamro aajako dosro kura ma chai something eta aile London and Europe ma bhairako hamro kantrikari haruko kura garum. So there's a lot of protests are going on. युरोपमा पनि जर्मनीमा नेदरल्यान्ड्समा अरू धेरै कन्ट्रिजहरूमा अनि प्लस लाइक यहाँ मेन चाहिँ लन्डनमा भइरहेको छ अन्त मेन फ्याक्टर इज म जुन युनिभर्सिटीमा पढ्छु त्यसकै साइडकै युनिभर्सिटीहरूको अनि लाइक मेरो युनिभर्सिटीको पिपल आर अल्सो लाइक एक्टिभली इन्भल्भ इन द प्रोटेस्ट होइन अनि इट्स कल्ड जस्ट स्टप ओइल सो द्याट मेन डिमान्ड इज द्याट द युके स्टप्स कम्प्लिटली स्टप्स साइनिङ लाइक एनी न्यू ओइल र ग्यास for any projects at all.
Exploration contracts basically. Don't find more oil is what they're saying.
Don't find more oil, don't use more oil. And unaharko chai is like aajako aajai bandh garo. And unaharko main chai tactics are like pretty interesting what they're doing. I'm pretty sure everybody saw this on Instagram and like TikTok and everywhere. Oh. Where they were throwing like cake and beans and stuff on art and like they're sticking themselves to like museum, they're sticking themselves to like त्यो कता हजुरले पठाउनु भएको थियो नि पोर्सको
शोरूममा एन्ड दे कम्प्लेन्ड सो वाट ह्यापन्ड इज दे वॉक्ड इन टु द शोरूम ओन्ड बाई फोक्सवागन ग्लूड देमसेल्व्स टु द फ्लोर ओर वाज इट टु द कार बट देन दे ग्लूड देमसेल्व्स समवेयर विच इज अब्सर्ड टु बिगिन विथ एन्ड एनर्जी प्राइसेस आर अफ द रूफ इन दिस पार्ट अफ द वर्ल्ड राइट नाउ सो द डिलरशिप टर्न्ड अफ द लाइट्स एन्ड द हिटिङ एन्ड दे क्लोज्ड द स्टोर बिकज वाइ वुडन्ट यु होइन एन्ड दिस पिपल वर कम्प्लेनिङ द्याट दे वरन्ट गिभन वाटर दे वरन्ट गिभन
बकेट्स टु सिट ऑन
या समथिङ लाइक द्याट द होल पॉइंट इज what did you think walking in the protest has to have sort of a purpose or where it's going you know what I don't get is okay I have a simple question for this whole protest sure okay you glue yourself to the floor and sit there what is step 2 what happens next does somebody come in and say if you unglue like we don't want you glued on our floor we will stop selling cars today because you're glued where does that go have you thought this through
I think like the more I've watched the interviews and unarko main purpose is to get as many views as possible to do the most absurd things as possible and the absurd kura haru chai ekdamai I think it's getting out of hand okay how they're gluing themselves to the car things is like funny at this point you know tara arko chai hamro eta London ma chai there's this M25 bhanera chai is kind of the main ring road jasto okay ani they kind of like block the whole road to jun ja chai tyo signboard jasto huncha ni tya mathi chadera people have like stayed there and they blocked the entire road yahan main streets har ma they blocked the entire roads they vandalized like huncha ni painted on tyo main gaadi ko showrooms haru ko walls haru and like the bank ko walls haru and so stuff like that huncha ni ani one thing I don't get is winter is seriously coming it's getting like extremely cold in London ani it's the gas that's keeping this lights running and it's the gas that keeping the heat on okay अनि लाइक आई गेट लाइक आई डोन्ट थिङ्क अहिले तपाईँले लास्ट टाइम भने जस्तो आई डोन्ट थिङ्क अहिले पिपल आर एनीबडी इज लाइक अगेन्स्ट हुन्छ नि एभ्रीबडी नोज अब ग्लोबल वार्मिङ इज अ थिङ बट इट टेक्स टाइम के इट्स नट लाइक आजको आजै लाइक इफ यु जस्ट स्टप अल द ओइल कन्ट्र्याक्ट्स लाइक इट्स गर्न सडनली टुमोरो लाइक दिस गर्न बी सनसाइन एन्ड एभ्रिथिङ इज गर्न बी ग्रिन एन्ड त्यसरी द्याट्स नट हाउ द वर्ल्ड वर्क्स एन्ड मलाई चाहिँ आई फिल लाइक देयर्स दिस डिस्कनेक्ट के वे पिपल आर लिटरली डाइङ फ्रम कोल्ड अन लाइक द हाउसिङ प्राइसेस ह्योर आर लाइक थ्रु द रुफ the electricity the everything like the energy prices here are through the roof and then like what they're trying to do is so like the disconnect ke
ani yo movements haru ma yesto absurdity aapachi one thing that, anybody that's a fan of Aaron Sorkin and watched his work will know this example dahil pani when there's absurdity in the movement it takes away from the movement and I don't think people realize that फर इक्जाम्पल यो भियतनाम वारको अगेन्स्टमा जुन मुभमेन्ट बिल्डअप भइरहेको थियो नि युएसमा इट वाज अ रिजनेबल मुभमेन्ट नि एट इट्स कोर द्याट वी आर फाइटिङ अ वार द्याट इज नट डुइङ एनी गुड टु एनी बडी सो दिस निड्स टु बी डेल्ट विथ द्याट वाज द ओब्जेक्टिभ बट देन वाट ह्यापन्ड वाज द्याट मुभमेन्ट गट कोअप्टेड बाई द युपिज हुज एन्टायर इमेज वाज हुन्छ नि दे एक्चुली गट अ क्यान्डिडेट they I think put up a pig as a candidate for some position in the office or something. Their whole movement was based on doing ridiculous things. So that's what the whole movement became about. Okay, despachi the whole idea of being anti-war was slowly associated with these acts of stupidity.
Being hippies, yeah,
right? And that takes away from the movement because it stops rational conversations about why that's a good thing or a bad thing. It becomes something that absurd people talk about. And aile pani झट्टै हेऱ्यो भने द्याट्स सोर्ट अफ द डिरेक्सन थिङ्स आर हेडिङ जस्तो हो क्या त्यो यो क्लाइमेटको इस्युमा अनि वी हेभ दिस कन्भर्सेसन लाइक आई हेभ कलिग्स हु डु क्लाइमेट रिसर्च एन्ड अल अफ द्याट अनि यसो सोच्यो भने यो कियोस्को सोर्स के हो त अनि आई थिङ्क यसो ऱ्यासनली हेऱ्यो भने मेबी यङ पिपल इन दिस पार्ट अफ द वर्ल्ड आर जेन्युनली स्केयर्ड एन्ड सम मेबी दे थिङ्क इफ यु डोन्ट डु एनिथिङ द वर्ल्ड इज गन एन्ड इन द नेक्स्ट 5 years अर समथिङ विच इज अभियसली एन एक्जाजरेसन
It's a huge exaggeration that if you read any research papers from like Bjorn Lomborg, because I've been like doing a lot of research on his books, so Bopani, I'm like studying a lot about climate change and like prosperity and all of those things, because obviously like यो सबै कुराहरू चाहिँ एकदमै अब्सर्ड होइन द टाइम लाइन द्याट वी टक अबाउट हामीले चाहिँ जहिले पनि वी टक अबाउट दिस ओन्ली 15 years लेफ्ट टु 10 years लेफ्ट टु लाइक रिडु द होल क्लाइमेट चेन्ज त्यो कुरा गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ वाट पिपल डोन्ट अकाउन्ट फर इज हामीले चाहिँ वाट वी डेड वाज अब क्लाइमेट क्राइसिस चाहिँ अहिले छ आई मिन द अर्थ इज गेटिङ वार्म होइन सो 1.5 डिग्री चाहिँ इज काइन्ड अफ वार्म अनि त्योपछि वाट द युएन इन 2015 केम इन टु प्लेस भने हामीले यो 1.5 डिग्रीमै राख्ने हो भने चाहिँ विल ह्याभ टु डु एभ्रिथिङ पोसिबल सट डाउन एभ्रिथिङ अनि देन विल गो इफ यु डोन्ट डु द्याट लाइक 15 वर्षमा हामीले त्यो गरेन भने चाहिँ इल गो अबभ 1.5 डिग्रिज है भने है सो द थ्रेस होल्ड इज नट गर्न बी द एन्ड अफ द वर्ल्ड where it's going to be slightly warmer, okay? So it's going to be a bit uncomfortable. Alikati chai warmer chai huncha, tara aile pani is 1.5 degrees warmer from the huncha ni couple of thousand years that thousand bhanda ni couple of million years that we've lived in. But then obviously it's not going to be the end of the world scenario that people always describe, say is not happening. Okay? It's a huge exaggeration. So like I think your climate crisis it has to be ekdamai dealt smartly you know where like countries every now and then they're like sitting together and trying to do this your climate change ko kura chai is very complicated daily esko yo garda garda cuz like you can't I'm honest chai arko chai ke lagcha bhanda thiri chai the generation that we kind of live in is they're kind of finding a shortcut to morality ke huncha ni It's like, like it or not, our generation has a very messy life due to a lot of different factors. And I think when you kind of have a purpose, you're doing something that saves the world. You carry your fucking tote bag and you feel like you're saving the world. That gives you some sense of hope. Okay? I'm doing something for the contribution. Maile plastic straw use na garera metal straw use garera so I'm contributing to saving the world khali jun this scenario sa ni I think that gives them a peace of mind khali ke I think that is where tyo chai exaggerate hundai hundai gayo bhanche you see people who are on the streets and they feel like they're on the streets saving the world ke
Yeah, that is beyond me. I'm not somebody that really that can relate to any of this. It's surprising, like you said, you study this in much more detail than I do, you know? But it's surprising. I think mero the economist go background, you know, that's how I think. For me, it's like it's a trade off at any point of time. We're trying to sort of, whenever we think about any economic decision, especially financial, we're always thinking about just that when we borrow, borrowing is a simple process of moving money from your lifetime to future points. So the boliko paisa as a transfer, as a shift, that is how you look at borrowing, basically. You move things, you move assets from sort of, you move assets within your life cycle. So within time, you can move assets, or because you can move assets between states of the world. That's sort of the whole idea. You know? So borrowing is an example of moving something across time. Bolinko income like as a transfer garne, or because states of the world. So in one state of the world, your house stays intact, everything stays intact, and you've got plenty of money. In another state of the world, your house burns down and you have no money. So basically, what you're doing is by buying insurance, you're moving money from this state of the world, the possible state of the world where your house doesn't burn down, to that state of the world where your house burns down. And so that's the framework within which my mind operates. So it's like, we're doing this trade-off between prosperity and disaster, right? And so boliko comfort alikati as a transfer garum is one thing. I know.
So there's a genuine flaw with that jun chai yo aile ko climate activistहरुको जुन हुन्छ नि. So यहाँ चाहिँ there's also talks about like limiting growth, and there's also talk about a lot of like making rich countries poorer basically, or like just like giving away हुन्छ नि, or like shutting down. So यसमा चाहिँ मेन फ्ल चाहिँ कस्तो हुन्छ भन्दाखेरि चाहिँ, सो वेन यु मेक, वेन रिच कन्ट्रिज गेट पोरर, पिपल इन पोर कन्ट्रिज बेसिकली डाई. द्याट्स आई हेभ टु सी इट, लाइक दे डाई होइन. सो यु हेभ टु सी एकदम रिपल इफेक्ट्सहरू. Yeah, due to the war and everything, due to the inflation, like oil, the world economy is kind of oligarchy damadol, you know. And I feel like oil, gas prices are going up, you will definitely, because gas prices are going up, there is a huge, if you go behind, like there was, because like Europe, sabai jana milera, they agreed to shut down unaharko biggest coal power plants, you know. And that's how they got in, like, extremely dependent on the Russian gas, you know. अनि अब चाहिँ त्यसले गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ नाउ वी हेभ दिस एक्सट्रिमली हाई प्राइसेस अफ, बिकज एभ्रिथिङ पिपल आर अवेयर होइन, अल अफ द्याट ह्यापनिङ, एक्सट्रिमली हाई प्राइसेस. अनि नाउ दिस इज डाइरेक्टली गन, बिकज दे वान्ट टु सेभ फ्युचरमा देल बी पिपल हु विल डाई अफ ग्लोबल वार्मिङ. यु हेभ टु लाइक हुन्छ नि, यु गर्न सेक्रिफाइस पिपल, लाइक यहाँ अब पिपल आर गर्न डाई अफ कोल्ड के. There are literally like thousands, hundreds and thousands of people who are going to die of cold because you shut down those coal power plants. Okay? Because of the high energy prices. Okay?
I'm not absolutely against the idea of, say, I personally believe that if you can trade off slightly slower growth for better outcomes overall, that's a fair argument. But it has to come from a rational point of view. It has to be a balanced trade-off. Right? It can't just be... तुरन्तै बन्दै गर्नु पऱ्यो अहिले. यो द्याट्स नट हाउ यु सुड डु इट.
यो एब्सोल्युसनमा काम गर्छ क्या दाइ सबै कुरा. लाइक कस्तो भइरहेको छ भने, वेन यु हेभ टु लाइक, देयर इज अ भेरी कम्प्लेक्स सिस्टम टु हाउ यु एक्चुली लाइक कन्ट्रोल क्लाइमेट चेन्ज होइन. लाइक वान अफ द मेजर फ्याक्टर्स टु क्लाइमेट चेन्ज इज लाइक कन्ट्रिज बिङ पोर एन्ड एक्सट्रिम इनइक्वालिटी के. सो यसमा चाहिँ एकदम धेरै कुराहरू हुन्छ. देयर इज लाइक न्युट्रिसनको कुरा आउँछ, फुडको कुरा आउँछ, फार्मिङको कुरा आउँछ, एकदमै धेरै कुरा आउँछ क्या. वाट एक्चुली के कुराले चाहिँ कन्ट्रिब्युट गर्छ भन्ने चाहिँ एकदम धेरै कुरा आउँछ क्या. जुन चाहिँ यो गाडीबाट निस्किने धुवा र फ्याक्ट्रीबाट निस्किने धुवा भनेको एकदम स्मल पार्ट मात्र हो क्या, होइन. तर त्यसको रिपल इफेक्ट्सहरू चाहिँ अरू धेरै ठाउँमा हुन्छ क्या. अनि वेन यु गो एट एब्सोल्युसन्स, त्यो एब्सोल्युसन्समा गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ यो एउटा कम्प्लिटली एउटा कुरा सट डाउन गर्नु खोज्यो, लाइक मेन सर्ट एकदम छोटकरीमा भन्नु खोजेको चाहिँ, लाइक हुन्छ नि, लाइक हातमा अलिकति घाउ भयो भनेर हातै काट्नु खोज्यो भने चाहिँ द्याट इज रङ होइन. सो मैले चाहिँ आई सी द्याट ह्यापनिङ के. Like, there's something wrong with your hand. There's definitely something wrong. There's definitely something wrong. Climate change is a problem. We need to fix it. You know, तर त्यो फिक्स गर्नलाई चाहिँ हातै काट्नुपर्छ भन्ने चाहिँ जरुरी छैन जहाँ चाहिँ गइरहेको छ.
At least let's come up with a plan where we know what step two is. That's where I stand. It's not saying. And speaking of oil and the election, we can I think nicely go into the World Cup. मैले हेरेको छैन अहिलेसम्म चाहिँ नट फर मोरल रिजन्स अभियसली फर अदर रिजन्स होइन बट वाट्स योर टेक अन दिस वाट डु यु थिङ्क लाइक देयर इज अ बिग मुभमेन्ट अफ पिपल अक्रस द वर्ल्ड हुआर सेइङ नहेर्ने बिकज दे हेभ ब्लड अन देयर ह्यान्ड्स एन्ड मिसट्रिटमेन्ट भइरहेछ वर्कर्सहरूको एन्ड अल अफ द्याट भनेर
For that, I'm genuinely waiting to see how this turns out. World Cup, you know. But a World Cup, you know, like, all you got the, so zoom out, go ahead, even it completely looks like a one big shit show, you know, right now. Because, like, the amount of money spent is just bonkers. Okay? Like, two money, man, you could literally, like, probably save the planet, like, some parts of it. You could at least save the climate crisis here, save like 100,000 people, but they were happening like, so I know last, like 2018 ma bhako World Cup ma, I think Russia spent around 11 ki 14 billion, you know, 16 billion. Tyo bhanda agadi Brazil ma, which was the most expensive World Cup ever, Brazil ma they spent around 20 billion. Qatar ma they spent 220 billion. I'm like, what the I'm like, it's crazy. Okay? Right. That number is also like legit number, right? If you account for all the bribing and all everything that went on, I think that number would be much, much, much bigger.
Right.
But yeah, I think everything that like what is happening at the World Cup on that theory, I think the more interesting thing is how the World Cup happened. I think like everything that
to
Qatar ma hunuko lagi chai tyo ke ke incidents haru bhayo ni, I think like that is more interesting. Ani I think that completely tells you the story about how the world functions. Like hamle sano we always talk about Nepal ma corruption bhayo, eta ghus khuayo, eta u gayo. That's like everywhere. It's just in like a 100x view. Okay.
अनि मेरो चाहिँ आई डोन्ट हेभ अ स्ट्रङ ओपिनियन अगेन्स्ट यो वर्ल्ड कप हेर्ने कि नहेर्ने भन्ने कुरा, बिकज आई थिङ्क इफ द्याट्स युर वे अफ प्रोटेस्टिङ, आई थिङ्क युर टु वर्ल्ड कप्स टु लेट, द्याट्स हाउ आई फिल. बिकज दिस होल थिङ विथ एटलिस्ट वान वर्ल्ड कप टु लेट, इफ नट टु, है टु थ्री, मेबी इभन थ्री वर्ल्ड कप्स टु लेट. बिकज 2010 अब आई थिङ्क कटारलाई यो स्केड्युलिङ अवार्ड गरे. Nepal-bada people have been going to work in Qatar for ages now, and we've seen these numbers come in. This has happened forever. The only way to alert, like, boycott-ai garabe, maybe if you stopped watching the World Cup in 2012, 2006, like 2010, 2014, 2018, then they might have been like, okay, maybe we're making a mistake. Maybe this doesn't work. People will stop watching. 3 days before the World Cup, when all the people have died, all the problems have essentially materialized, you saying I'm going to save the world or I'm going to make a statement by not watching the sport, sure, don't watch it if you have convictions against it, but then does it do anything? I don't think it does. I think it's a purely symbolic move. And as long as you're also voting for candidates like Sher Bahadur Deva, who's got free visa, free ticket as a part of their campaign pledge, there is no way.
Yeah.
Because if not the World Cup, I know.
Just imagine a guy, you know, who's like, I'm not going to watch the World Cup because Nepal is morras, and then goes and votes for Congress. Oh, shit. Sher Bahadur Deva, no, Congress still, I mean, we have hope.
From pockets, but then that is I don't know. I'm very
mixed feelings. Mixed very mixed feelings.
The world, but yeah, it doesn't add up. Is there a point?
The coming back to Kibon, so your FIFA die. Like how the voting was done and all the corruption, that people have been suspended here and there. But this happened like years and years ago. Aile balla chai manche like getting into it. Tara maile malai chai sab bhanda surprising lageko yo कहाँसम्म पुग्यो भन्दाखेरि इट वेन्ट अन टु द फ्रेन्च गभर्मेन्ट के दाइ, लाइक लिटरली फ्रेन्च गभर्मेन्टको डोर स्टेपसँग पुगेर लाइक फ्रेन्च लाइक प्राइम मिनिस्टरले होइन लाइक द फिफाको जुन चाहिँ यो युरोपियन त्यो एसोसिएसनको हेडलाई राखेर लाइक कतारको लागि भोट गर भनेको क्या.
Was it the in, French, in, French or the Italians? It was one of those that I remember.
French.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. The French president, basically what they did was like, they had a certain like, favors of favors basically. So Qatar bought PSG, you know, and they would see they pumped in a shit ton of money PSG ma, and they also bought 50 Airbuses, okay, which is worth like 18 billion, you know. Like, on a, so it's basically, you see where this goes, you know, for like, for the votes, like, there were favors being shared. This is just one of the examples. This is like highest example. You can see this with Thailand, Kobani, FIFA representative, and Yatauti, you know. Thailand, like, I'm so mind-fucked about like how FIFA has such a huge role to play in world governance, okay? Foreign affairs र फिफाको जुन रिलेसन छ नि होइन त्यसले गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ आइम जस्ट लाइक बाफल्ड.
त्यो भोटिङ अलिकति बास्तै हुन्छ. देयर इज दिस रिडिकुलस स्टोरी ओलम्पिकको भोट हुँदाखेरि चाहिँ मेनी इयर्स अगो, दिस वाज अ लङ टाइम अगो, वेन आई डोन्ट रिमेम्बर, आई थिङ्क इट वाज वेन द ओलम्पिक्स ह्यापन्ड इन अस्ट्रेलिया. त्यो ओलम्पिक्सको भोटको लागि कि टर्न्स आउट चिले ह्याड वान अफ द डिसाइडिङ भोट्स. Ani, one of the contenders was Buenos Aires in Argentina. The only reason they voted for Australia and not Argentina was because Argentina da chhaumai cha gairako thau naya thau jamna bhanera Australia lai vote garera ke. That has happened in the past, you know? But considering what's happening now, this seems like such a petty thing, you know.
Considering what is happening right now, though, is completely, it's not even like huncha ni aba kasto bhanne ra abo, it's not even अब साइड बाई साइड भएको भए पनि ल, अब लन्डन युएस खालि भइदिएको भए पनि यु गेट लाइक द बायसेस अलिअलि होइन. दिस इज कम्प्लिटली लाइक अब ठाउँै नभएको ठाउँमा वर्ल्ड कप गरिदिउँ भनेर डिसाइड गरेर दे मेड अ कम्प्लिटली न्यू एभ्रिथिङ खाले के. अनि नाउ होइन म चाहिँ आई वाज कमिङ टु इमिग्रेन्ट वर्कर्स, तर they now come into like the immigrant workers. Now you've decided that all this corruption passes in, now you get the vote, you decide that there's going to be the World Cup. A World Cup banaunlai ta banaunu paryo unharuko ta kehi pani chaina haina. They've got a shit ton of money, but obviously they don't have the infrastructure. And then like the number of like huncha ni immigrant workers is just insane. The deaths alone, you know, like you would say known numbers, this is reported numbers, is above 6,750 reported numbers. The unreported numbers, I don't like believe you, or and obviously like, this is reported or non-reported. So
I think it's reported accidental deaths, I know, workplace injury deaths. So because there's also a lot of misclassified deaths ko reports just ma it's classified as a heart attack or classified as an internal problem.
Most deaths say in Qatar are classified due to heart problems.
Okay.
Workers are say. So most deaths are in Nepal go all the interviews are sunnu bhayo bhane everybody says that the cause of death say is heart failure, this or likhda raicha ke unharle clip ma chai. But one of the orko shocking kura chai, obviously India is a much more bigger country, you know. But our Nepal has a much more smaller population than India. But the number of people like immigrant workers that is so like similar to nabhanum tara like there's like okay indian immigrant workers that your number ma you the guardian ko usma ho guardian ko report ma haina there's like 2711 and Nepali workers is like 1641 ke like okay. If you just take in account the size, it's you know that like within Nepal there's like shit ton of people going to Qatar ke to work in like horrible conditions. अनि अर्को कुरा चाहिँ उनीहरूको वर्किङ कन्डिसन्स एन्ड लाइक द सो अभियसली यु हेभ टु सी हाउ दिस म्यान पावर कम्पनीज इन नेपाल वर्क. द बेसिकली दिस इज मोडर्न डे स्लेभरी के होइन. अनि इट्स सो स्याड एन्ड नाउ यु टाई द्याट अप विथ हुन्छ नि हाम्रो आर्जु देवालले भनेको कुरा अनि इट्स जस्ट लाइक प्लेज अराउन्ड के इट्स जस्ट लाइक हाउ लाइक इट्स जस्ट मेक्स मी स्याड लाइक सो अब दिज गाइज यिनीहरू सो यो फ्रीमा पठाइरहेछ, दे गिभ यु मनी, त्यो मनीले तिमीहरूको पार्टी फन्ड भइरहेछ. इट्स जस्ट सो स्याड म्यान, इट्स जस्ट सो स्याड. पिपल आर डाइङ देयर. लाइक टु गो डिप इन टु दिस इज जस्ट
फ्याक्ट द्याट मतलब लाज लाग्ने कुरा चाहिँ गर्नु हुँदैन कि अरू जे भए पनि, मतलब लाजै लाग्ने कुरा, पचाउनै नमिल्ने कुरा चाहिँ गर्नु हुँदैन चुनावमा पनि. द्याट्स टु मच इट, एट लिस्ट कमिङ फ्रम समबडी हुज बिन प्राइम मिनिस्टर 5 times. टु मच. तर एटलिस्ट अन द पोलिटिकल साइड, तर वर्ल्ड कपको चाहिँ बेसिकली नहेर्ने भन्ने चाहिँ स्योर, डोन्ट डोन्ट वाच इट. बट देन सिन्स द्याट ह्यापन, 3 वर्ल्ड कप भयो अनि त्यसपछि 2-3 चुनाव पनि भयो नेपालमा.
आई
थिङ्क इफ दिस इज वेन यु डिसाइड टु प्रोटेस्ट, युर मे बी अ लिटल बिट लेट.
बट आई होप एटलिस्ट लाइक अब लेट नेभर देन आई मिन के भन्छ, इट्स बेटर लेट देन नेभर. एटलिस्ट नाउ लाइक द वर्ल्ड इज शाइनिङ अ लट अफ लाइट अन कतार एन्ड एभ्रिथिङ होइन. अनि त्यसले गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ यु अल्सो नो हाउ दिज पिपल आर बिङ ट्रिटेड, हाउ आवर पिपल आर बिङ ट्रिटेड. दे आर लिटरली लिभिङ इन अ स्मल पार्ट अफ लाइक डेजिग्नेटेड एरिया हुन्छ एउटा एउटा डेजिग्नेटेड एरियामा इज जस्ट द इन्डस्ट्रियल जोन इस भनेर छुट्याएको छ. अनि अभियसली अल दिज वर्कर्स आर नट, दे नट गोइङ, हामीले जस्तो भिजा अप्लाई गरेर काम खोजेर इज नट डुइङ द्याट. अभियसली दे लाइक दे बट इन बाई द कम्पनी एन्ड एज सुन एज यु अराइभ यु गिभ देम द पासपोर्ट एन्ड देन लाइक यु जस्ट एट देयर मर्सी हुन्छ नि, एट द कम्पनीज मर्सी हुज हायर यु. एन्ड यु जस्ट पुट इन दिस लाइक डोर्म, डोर्म पनि नभन्नु मेरो जस्ट लाइक लाइक रोज एन्ड रोज अफ लाइक रुम्स होइन, यु जस्ट लिभ द्याट, यु लिभ इन साइड. अनि कस्तो हुँदो रहेछ भन्दाखेरि देयर बसेस के, सो यु कान्ट इभन युज द पब्लिक ट्रान्सपोर्ट, यु कान्ट युज एनिथिङ, यु कान्ट इभन लाइक वक आउट साइड के, यु कान्ट इभन वक आउट साइड. तपाईँ यु गर्न राइड द्याट बस अनि यु गो स्ट्रेट टु द वाट एभर कन्स्ट्रक्सन साइट, वर्क अल डे द्याट कन्स्ट्रक्सन साइट एन्ड देन लाइक कम ब्याक एन्ड लाइक द्याट्स युर लाइफ के. सो अभियसली अनि अनदर अलिकति फनी स्टोरी चाहिँ, अगेन देयर इज नो एल्कोहल सोल्ड इट एट द वर्ल्ड कप विच इज भेरी फनी. आई थिङ्क लाइक द फ्यान्स वर लाइक हुन्छ नि चेयरिङ वी निड बियर भनेर द फर्स्ट गेम. सो द्याट सुड बी इन्ट्रेस्टिङ हाउ थिङ्स प्ले आउट होइन. अब विल वाच एन्ड सी. अब दिस गन गो अन फर क्वाइट सम टाइम, अनदर फ्यु कपल अफ विक्स. सो लेट्स सी हाउ द वर्ल्ड कप टर्न्स आउट, लेट्स सी हाउ द इलेक्सन टर्न्स आउट. And this should be fun.
Yeah, if there's anything particularly interesting, we'll get back to it in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, all so right, before we wrap up, you have 2 recommendations.
Yes. So, aajako lagi, we've got 2 recommendations. Jun chai Johnny Harris bhanne ekjana journalist hununcha. We'll link the video down in the description if possible.
And we'll also link any of the articles that we read during the process of exploring ideas for this particular episode. Ani,
so yeah. Basically, yeah, everything we talk about, I mean, the article pieces are over, so sabhi kura is going to be down below. If you ever need any of the further kura, just like watch that. And yeah, the recommendation, he's made 2 videos about FIFA and the other video is about the immigrant workers. So the 2 videos, I think, is short and it's very well produced. So I would highly recommend watching those. So that is the recommendation for this week. And thank you so much for watching. And we'll see you guys soon in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye.